Welcome to Summer of Love Week 9. Can you believe it? We have this week and next week, and then we'll transition into some new and different things that are coming up for the fall, including a program called The Last Tantrum. You'll hear more about that in the weeks ahead. Anyway, our Week 9 conversation is all about 9 minutes. And oftentimes when parents come to me, the points of friction in their household are pretty repeatable. They know when the hard times are in a day with their kids. And one of those hard times in a day are the transitions, right? Coming home, getting everybody back in the door, or transitions to bedtime, or transitions in the morning, getting out the door in a way that doesn't leave everybody angry and stressed and crying. So one of the things to do is to change up our expectations and our planning around how that pattern goes. And one of the biggest ways we can do that for the morning is make sure that we have enough time. As adults, we have become really competent at gauging how long it takes us to get ready, get everything organized, and go. The wild card, of course, is our kids, right? They seem to slow down the more frantic we are to get them going. And this happened to us at our household around getting ready for school in the morning. I figured everybody needed an hour, right? I've seen them do it. Up, dressed, showered, food, organization out the door. But just because something is possible or doable doesn't mean that it is happening, right? Is it possible for me to dust every single weekend? Absolutely. I am physically able to dust every weekend. If you came to my house, you might spy the fact that chances are the dusting doesn't really happen once a week at all, or maybe even not even once a month. You might be able to draw your initials in some of the corners, you know, but that's okay, right? So just like dusting doesn't happen always the way it could at my house for me, getting ready and getting out the door in an hour wasn't functioning for one of our kiddos. And so what I realized I needed to do was adjust how things happened. And the biggest thing to do for us was to add more time, setting alarms 15 minutes earlier shifted everything because it allowed for that breathing room. It allowed for that space. So I wasn't harping on that child over and over and over. It's time to get up. It's time to get up. It's time to get up. What are you going to eat? What do you want for breakfast? What are we going to do? And because I was more relaxed, they were more relaxed. It allowed them to focus better. And lo and behold, we got out the door just fine. So what I want you to do, if transitions at the door are a hard time for you, or transitions anywhere, right? It could be bedtime as well. It could be transitions from one parent household to the other parent's household that happens every week. Figure out which piece of it needs your attention and make that change. So if you know that you need to be literally backing out of the driveway, say at 8 o'clock, in your mind, reset that time to 7:51. 9 minutes earlier. And let everybody know we're walking out the door. We need to be in the car backing up at 7:51. That way, the 30 seconds that we lose here, the 45 seconds that get lost there, it doesn't matter. We've got this cushion built in. And worst comes to worst, you're in the car and you get to just relax and hang out and be somewhere early, right? When was the last time that happened for most of us? So, this week, week number 9, it's all about adding those 9 minutes in. It gives us breathing room, which in turn gives our kids breathing room, which in turn makes it all go better. I hope that Summer of Love has made all of these small twinkle lights of change for you this summer. I hope that you feel that your relationship with your child is softer and easier and better and warmer. If you have any questions about this week or any of the weeks in the past, please don't hesitate to let me know. You can send me an email, emily@evolving-parents.com. You can take a picture of it, post it to Instagram, tag me in the comments and say, hey, this is what's happening. What should I do? You can tweet to me at Twitter. You can do whatever you'd like. I'd love to hear how things are going, what's going well, what's been a great change, and what some of the challenges are. Have a great rest of your week, and you'll hear from me next week.